Echo and Harper Audio present Sontag, Her Life and Work by Benjamin Moser. Read by Tavia Gilbert. Question: Do you succeed always? Answer: Yes, I succeed 30% of the time. Question: Then you don't succeed always. Answer: Yes, I do. To succeed 30% of the time is always. From the Journals of Susan Sontag, November 1st, 1964. Introduction. Auction of Souls. In January 1919, in a dry riverbed north of Los Angeles, a cast of thousands gathered to recreate a contemporary horror. Based on a book published a year before by a teenage survivor of the Armenian massacres, Auction of Souls, alternatively known as Ravished Armenia, was one of the earliest Hollywood spectaculars, a new genre that married special effects and extravagant expense to overwhelm its audience. This one would be all the more immediate, all the more powerful, because it incorporated another new genre, the newsreel, popularized in The Great War that had ended only 2 months before. This film was, as they say, based on a true story. The Armenian massacres, begun in 1915, were still going on. The dry sand bed of the San Fernando River near Newhall, California, turned out to be the ideal location, one trade paper said, to film the ferocious Turks and Kurds driving the ragged army of Armenians with their bundles, and some of them dragging small children over the stony roads and byways of the desert. Thousands of Armenians participated in the filming, including survivors who had reached the United States. For some of these extras, the filming, which included depictions of mob rapes, mass drownings, people forced to dig their own graves, and a sweeping panorama of women being crucified, proved too much. Several women whose relatives had perished under the sword of the Turk, the chronicler continued, were overcome by the mimic spectacles of torture and infamy. The producer, he went on to note, furnished a picnic luncheon. One image from that day shows a young woman in flowery garb with a large carpet bag on her arm. Amid makeshift refugee tents and with an afflicted expression on her face, she stands comforting a girl. Neither dares look at the sinister shadows approaching, invisible men with upraised arms aiming something at them. Perhaps the women are about to be shot. Perhaps, given the panoply of available tortures, death by gunshot is the least painful option. Gazing at this devastated corner of Anatolia, we are relieved to recall that it is, in fact, a film location in Southern California, and that the long shadows belong not to marauding Turks, but to photographers. Despite press releases to the contrary, the Armenians being filmed were not all Armenians. This pair, for example, turns out to be a Jewish woman named Sarah Leah Jacobson and her 13-year-old daughter, Mildred. If knowing that the picture is staged makes it less poignant, another fact, which neither subjects nor photographers could have known, does not. Though they returned home to downtown Los Angeles after playing their part in the mimic spectacles of torture and infamy, Sarah Leah would be dead a little more than a year later, aged 33. This picture of bereavement would be the last surviving image of her with her daughter. Mildred would never forgive her mother for abandoning her. But abandonment was not Sarah Leah's only legacy. In her short life, she traveled from Bialystok in eastern Poland, where she was born, to Hollywood, where she died. Mildred, too, would be adventurous. She married a man born in New York who reached China by 19, where he traveled into the Gobi Desert and bought furs from Mongolian nomads. Like Sarah Leah's, his precocious start was cut short. He, too, died at 33. Their daughter, named Susan Lee, in an Americanized echo of Sarah Leah, was 5 when her father died. She only knew him, she later wrote, as a set of photographs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?